Hello, my name is Rem TGM.
And I'm BCA.
And I'm Super Mega Man 10.
And welcome to Memes Throughout the Ages.
Happy Easter, everyone.
It is not Easter.
It's Easter Sunday.
What?
On Sunday, it will be Easter.
No.
No. Even though we're not doing an episode on that day, I would still like to say Happy Easter.
Yeah. Easter. Easter's a holiday.
It is. We're all going to be in different places on Easter, so that's why we're not doing an episode then. Also, because I didn't remember. So.
I didn't remember. Oh, Iden Brucia.
Before we get into the meme, we got something here.
NOS
unboxing. Let's open it. Come on.
How do we not have a NOS emote in our server?
We need to. Speaking of the server, you can go join our Discord server in the description of this episode.
Yeah. We're going to be setting up a Minecraft server soon, so, yeah.
Yeah, go join that. Well, you'll be able to join that when you join the server.
When it comes out, it's not out yet.
Yeah.
The Minecraft server.
All right, here we go. Whoa. Yeah.
Imagine if Rem was in Fortnite and that was his emote.
Like a low table
and his emote is a NOS opening.
That would be cool.
Haven't they already done a Fast and Furious collab?
I don't think
they haven't.
Not yet, no.
Yeah. No.
They're gonna add Dom to the game.
Yeah, I'd buy that.
They're gonna have him singing Bad Rope.
Oh, speaking of Fortnite, we got cars in Lego Fortnite.
That's awesome. Anyway.
Speaking of things not yet released, my game has not been released yet, but the trailer is out now on my channel, the Rem TGM channel. Go check it out. It's not called the Rem TGM channel. It's just called Rem TGM. Look that up. Or you can look up Sunset Saga Story Trailer. It feels weird finally saying the game's name because I've just been referring to it as the game or my game. So yeah, Sunset Saga Story Trailer is out now. It doesn't have any gameplay, but the next trailer will be the release trailer. So it'll be once the game's finished. So you can go check that out right now. But let's move on to the meme. BCA,
yeah.
What is our meme for today?
Our meme for today is LeBron James.
Yeah.
Again.
We've talked about this man quite a few times.
This is like the third time.
Oh, Shrek the third time. Yeah.
Wasn't Shrek the third the really bad one?
Yeah, the only reason I said that was because I was watching Shaft yesterday.
King Arthur. Wait, you were watching what?
Shaftless.
Oh, I thought you said Shaft.
And I was watching his Megamind 2 video.
Oh, I meant to watch that, but I clicked off and watched YouTube Shorts for 2 hours.
Too old to order off the kids menu. Ladies and gentlemen.
Listen, I don't like YouTube Shorts. I should stop watching it because everything on there is really bad.
It's brain rot, brother. All right. So, yes, our Jesus Christ. Our meme for today is LeBron James, specifically the You Are My Sunshine. Meme.
Hi, LeBron Bond.
And we were just talking about LeBron James.
Oh,
last episode.
LeBron James, my pookie.
Oh,
I'll make sure to read that entire copypasta. Don't worry.
Great.
So the LeBron James, You Are My Sunshine edits.
Why did these start?
It's because people have an unhealthy obsession with LeBron James.
Wait, like, actually, like,
yeah,
this
there
is
are people that okay. like that, like, their entire lives revolve around. Oh my god, I can't speak. LeBron James.
It's I didn't know those people actually existed. I thought it was a joke.
So this started from a bunch of people glazing LeBron James. Get it? Not that's the funny word.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was so funny. I love buzzwords. They're so funny.
I love it. Skibbity rizzing in Ohio with Baby Gronk.
Because that means a whole lot of stuff, even though it doesn't. That means nothing.
Mm-hmm. Means you're in Ohio with a child.
And So people have an unhealthy obsession with LeBron James. They're like, oh my god, I love LeBron James. So people made a joke out of how much love and glazing LeBron James gets. So it's a picture of LeBron that is like heavily
bright. It looks like the Duke went off behind him.
It does, and there's a bunch of sparkles and sun particle effects things. And in the background is the song You Are My Sunshine by Christina Perry, which is playing over Principal Naruto?
Oh, I can't believe they're the same person.
I mean, that blew my mind as a kid.
Belly flaw.
And this all began from the well, hold on, that would be BCA's part. There's a copypasta that was made. I'll go BCA will go into more detail.
I'm deleting you, LeBron James,
in a second, but hold on. I'm gonna read the LeBron James copypasta real quick.
Oh no.
Hold on. So this copypasta that why is this? They're gatekeeping the thing with the thing. I can't speak. Okay, I found it. Reddit was saying, "Oh, you can't look at this. You have to be over 18, even though it's a copypasta."
We did it, Reddit.
Thanks for the gold, kind stranger.
They got rid of Reddit Gold.
They did. That was insane.
It doesn't exist. I miss getting my free reward every day.
I know. I'm still mad I don't get it anymore. And the copypasta was from the Twitter account. I don't really know if... I think this Twitter account made it. Yeah. This Twitter account came up with it. The Twitter... or X... Twitter, it's the same thing as @BronGotGame.
People still, like, news sites still say X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, because no one knows what X is.
Yeah.
And the copypasta entails, or the tweet reads, "Boy, oh boy, where do I even begin? LeBron, honey, my pookie bear, I have loved you ever since I first laid eyes on you. The way you drive into the paint and strike fear into your enemy's eyes. Your silky smooth touch around the rim and that gorgeous jump shot. I would do anything for you. I wish it were possible to freeze time so I'd have to so I would never have to watch you retire. You had a you had a rough childhood, but you never gave up hope." Jesus. You are even amazing off the court. You're a great husband and father. Sometimes I even call you dad. Okay. I forever dread and weep thinking of the day you will one day retire. I would sacrifice my own life if it were the only thing that could put a smile on your beautiful face. You have given me so much joy and heartbreak over the years.
Heartbreak? What did he do?
I remember when you first left Cleveland. And it's like my heart got broken into a million pieces. Well, that answers your question, BCA. But
you left a city.
Wow.
That's awesome.
"But a tear still fell from my right eye when I watched you win your first ring in Miami.
Specifically his right eye.
Because deep down, my glorious king deserved it. I just wanted you to return home. Then alas, you did, Jesus Christ, my sweet baby boy came home, and I rejoiced. 2015 was a hard year for us, baby, but in 2016 you made history happen. You came back from 3-1, and I couldn't believe it. I was crying, bawling you, and I heard my glorious king exclaim these words, 'Cleveland, this is for you. Not only have you changed the game of basketball and the world forever, but you've eternally changed my world. And now you're getting older, but still the goat, my goat. I love you, Pookie Bear, my glorious king, LeBron James.'"
Great.
How cool.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
Wow.
That started the a meme.
You are my sunshine.
Which BCA can tell us more about right now in the origin.
All right, it is unclear who first paired LeBron James' footage with You Are My Sunshine. The trend, however, was popularized in January 2024. Apparently, on January 20th, 2024, TikToker LaBriga posted a video edit in which the song You Are My Sunshine by Christina Perry plays over a compilation of LeBron James's basketball footage. The description reading, "I love you, Bron Bron." Heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji. Garnering over 794,000 views in 2 months. This is among the most viral of the LeBron James Sunshine memes. An earlier slideshow example was posted on December 30th, 2023 by TikToker LukeSure17, garnering over 300,000 views in 3 months, although it is still unclear if this is the earliest example. And the video's top comment left by TikToker BakedPotato345 on January 26th gained over 10,000 likes in the same span of time and has since inspired a copypasta. It reads, "Boy oh boy, LeBron, where do I even start? Ever since you joined the league, I knew you were something special, something amazing. I knew you would inspire so many people to be great. I knew you would."
That truly is inspiring. I mean, the glazing of LeBron James has gone so far.
I didn't even know like he was that good. I thought he was just another player.
This song made me cry when I was little. Sing this song to me.
Thanks.
And I would just cry.
Thanks.
Oh, I thought you said you watched LeBron James.
Cried from that. LeBron James made me cry and weep
this
in my bed.
This song made me cry when I was little.
LeBron James made you cry.
No.
LeBron. I think it might have been the LeBron. I think you predicted the future and you saw the LeBron memes.
No. I'm talking about the song. The song made me cry.
LeBron Von.
Can I talk
really,
about this right
really
now?
You
absolutely can, Super
okay.
Mega Man 10.
TikTokers continue to use You Are My Sunshine over footage and memes of LeBron over the following months. On January 24th and 29th, 2024, TikTokers Drop In Sports and Perfectly Round posted slideshows blazing up LeBron to the song, garnering over 730,000 and 830,000 views respectively in 2 months. On January 31st, TikToker White Square Tables posted a video where they draw a portrait of LeBron set to the song, the description, "LeBron, where do I even start?" garnering over 1.2 million views in 2 months. The meme continued to spread into March 2024. On March 12th, 2024, TikToker Lay Sunshine James posted a video in which an edit posted of LeBron glowing is presented while the song plays, garnering over 68,000 views in 10 days.
Speaking of like another thing with LeBron in it, there was this image of Yoda like dunking that like no one knew the origin of for like 7 years, and some dude found the image. It had LeBron in it. That's all this had to do with LeBron.
What if I told you guys that this isn't the end of the meme?
I'm looking at the relatable memes, and the first one we can't even talk about.
Hold on, let me take a look. Hold
Wait,
on,
where?
I'm gonna do a little. No, it's okay.
No, what is it?
LeBron glazing?
What?
Yeah, we've got this.
We've been talking about.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll censor things if they need to be. I'll do LeBron glazing.
Well, the LeBron one where like he's like Chinese? What?
No, keep going down. Relatable memes, and it's like the first meme it talks about.
Go up. The evil James? What?
Well, you just passed it.
What am I supposed to be looking at? This is a gambling ad.
Mega Man, your look, this is literally what we've been talking about all episode. I'm looking at the exact one you're talking about.
Those are just words. We can skip over the words.
All right, I'll do this. I'll do the first one here, BCA. You'll do the next, and Super Mega Man 10, you'll finish us off for the meme here. So, we've still got more to talk about with the LeBron glazing. Specifically, our glorious King LeBron James. Now, you know, I personally am no big basketball fan, but you know,
but
I don't know. LeBron James is pretty cool. He was in the Space Jam 2.
Do you remember the watching a Not little a Tom good... before school tweet?
Yeah, I remember that. So. LeBron glazing, we've got our own subcategory here for the meme, is referring to the absolutely insane amount of support and love that LeBron James gets. I mean, hell, we're giving it to him right now. We're talking about how LeBron, cool he
where
is.
Where do I begin?
I mean, come on. What more? I don't think there's enough words in the English dictionary to describe LeBron James. You know, and see, that's the type of things people will say.
So are we using every word in the dictionary? Or
oh my god,
that would imply some really bad things.
maybe we might remove a few from that, but so fans we'll skip over that word. That's a single word we skipped over, Mega Man. You lied. Oh, we can't read it because there's a word I can't say. No. The memes about LeBron James being extremely loved because he plays basketball. Hey, wait, hold on. Before I get into this, Super Mega Man 10, did you ever play basketball?
Like as in just team.
Oh no. Me and BCA were basketball players back in the day. This is a little nod for you.
Yeah, you say back in the day, Rem, we were eight.
Yeah. Back in the hood. Back in the good old
back
days.
Back in the hood. You call that place the hood?
Oh yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, it is pretty ghetto, my brother.
No.
You haven't the area around it, not the building we did it in.
Oh yeah,
I think I did like running in when I was
cool
in elementary school.
That's so skibbity Phantom Tax.
Were you running from LeBron? Gonna dunk on you?
I was running from Charlie.
Oh, no. Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know specifically what I was running for, but I was just running.
Are you sure?
And I got a medal for it.
Are you sure you're not talking about a fun run?
No, I think I was in like a uniform.
Yeah, well, guess what? You're a little toilet, buddy. You're a little skinny.
All right, back to what I was saying. Me and BCA, back in the good old days, we used to shoot some hoops. If that's what
that was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, like, dude, we could have gone pro. We could have gone up against LeBron.
What?
Yeah, we could have.
No.
Oh my god, we could have styled on LeBron. It would have been like Mario and Luigi. We could do like the bros, like the bro moves on LeBron. You'd never see that coming.
Yeah, like a gun.
Oh my god. Yeah, I mean why is everyone talking about how great LeBron is when we play basketball? You know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're just so cool. Like, why?
Why is Belle Delphine being shown to me? You haven't been relevant for 7 years.
I think it's been a little less than seven years.
Not seven, but you haven't been relevant for a good few years. Get out of my... Why is there, like, ads?
Because it's a website, brother.
Hey,
joke.
I just saw Belle Delphine, now it's showing me Geometry Dash. What is... And Skibbity Toilet. What is... I hate this. How do I pause this?
You can't. It's called the internet.
Oh my god, I paused it.
Oh, no way.
I did it.
And people would post videos, specifically edits of LeBron James It started a trend called Saving My Glorious King LeBron James, in which fans were portrayed as quote-unquote saving James from imminent and hyperbolic danger.
Great. People. I love how in the Instagram comment sections, it's like whenever there's a reply saying the opposite thing about something, it immediately gets more likes.
Oh, yeah. Or just a...
It'll be like, I don't like racism. I love racism. And that one will get more likes.
And, people called LeBron, My Glorious King LeBron James and the King.
Get it? What do you think LeBron thinks about all of this?
Oh, he actually responded to this.
He knows?
He did. And then at one of the games recently, I think it was today or yesterday, people like pulled out a, like the entire stadium pulled out a sunflower.
Oh,
and started started singing the You Are My Sunshine.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he made a video responding to it.
You are my sunshine.
And, people, when they made these edits, they put, Viva La Vida, Jesus Christ, why? They put Viva La Vida with...
Isn't that the Andrew Tate song?
What are you saying?
You know?
No, I don't know.
Wait, shut up.
It's you know Fallen Kingdom? You know the song Fallen Kingdom? Like that one?
Oh, I was thinking of like the Andrew Tate song.
You're on something. I have no idea what it is, but I want
skibbity dop dop dop.
Shut up.
Yes, skibbity dap, skibbity.
Yeah. And it was a slowed in reverb remix of the song. Why do people do that? Why do people feel the need to speed up
slowed
songs?
Slowed plus nightcore plus reverb.
Like, what does that mean?
By hip hop.
You're saying a whole bunch of nothing.
No, but Rumba, don't you want to listen to Fallen Kingdom? And like, I used to rule the world.
I hate when people do that. Stop speeding up songs.
It's called nightcore, Rum.
That's stupid. It's called bad.
I've thought it was stupid since I was 8.
People have been doing this for that long?
Yes.
I
would like look up like a FNAF song because I'm a little stupid 8-year-old. And I'd like the second result would be like a slowed nightcore version.
That's so dumb. Oh, is it because it's slow like night? Like it's supposed to be like dark? That's stupid.
You shut up.
That's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. That's stupid.
Hey, what you just said made no sense.
Hey, so it's almost like I don't care, buddy. Alright, moving on here.
Do you guys like nightcore? We'll do a poll. Do you like nightcore, yes or no?
Guys like nightcore.
Do you guys like
answer
nightcore?
Below. Well, that's enough of the LeGlazing. Get it? Haha! BCA, can you tell us about Le Bon Bon?
Alright, so no one laughed.
Can you please tell us about Le Bon Bon / Le Evil James?
Alright, Le Bon Bon and Le Evil James. Alright, Le Bon Bon and Le Evil James refers to a nickname and series of memes centering on a brighter and darker alter ego of American professional basketball player LeBron James. The meme started on TikTok in TikTok. Is it getting banned? When are they banning it? I thought it was actually getting banned this time.
I don't know.
Great. In mid-March 2024. After the LeBron James You Are My Sunshine edits sparked more parodies and fan arts picking James as an evil or in a brighter light. Yeah, and it's just LeBron, but like he's all black. Like he's all like blacked out. Besides his eye and mouth. And it usually has You Are My Sunshine, but it's slowed and pitched down.
You are my sunshine.
That's a pretty accurate recreation right there.
Yes, yeah, that's
and then people put in the comments, Le Bon Bon, this isn't you.
Hey, now it's my turn.
It is. Super Mega Man 10, can you tell us about your...
I don't even know what this is. I haven't seen this.
I don't know. But so...
Irvil LeBaron was the cult leader of a Mormon...
What?
Mentalist.
What? Who ordered... Oh!
Whoa! Hold on! Super Mega Man 10, stop! Whoa! Hold on! I'm gonna quickly.
Jesus Christ!
Look over this to make sure this is something we can talk about. Hold on. You know what? Sure, let's let it ride. Super Mega Man 10, can you start from the beginning?
Okay, Irvil LeBaron was the cult leader of a Mormon fundamentalist sect who ordered the killings of his rivals from 1974 until his death in 1981. In 2024, he was the subject of a documentary on Hulu. Later that year, he became a common name sound-alike for LeBron James amid numerous irony edits of the basketball star on TikTok, with people joking, Irvil LeBaron sounding like evil LeBron. Oh my god!
In the world, that is.
What? How do you even find out about people like this?
That doesn't even. How can you get evil LeBron from Irvil LeBaron?
My pookie bear would never do that.
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't. I know him. He told me himself.
Oh yeah. You know, it's kind of like how Kanye made the album for Mr. Fricker.
Oh, he absolutely did.
Oh yeah,
and
made vultures for him.
Yeah, and then vultures who's never gonna draw. And he's specifically never gonna. I feel like he's gonna wait to make sure he gets it right with vultures too. So he's gonna wait until his next birthday.
We in the
and
lab.
Then he's gonna drop vultures too. Yeah, we in the lab. Yeah.
How much has he said this?
Too many times.
Great. Awesome, and that's everything now, because this meme is still happening.
It is. It's still in its prime right now.
Just like LeBron, because
his prime. How does he always keep coming back?
Pookie Bear will never.
It's William Afton right here.
He never leaves his prime because he's LeBron.
It's like William Afton. He had that kid.
Are
just
you
saying...
comparing a professional basketball player to a fictional mass murderer?
Yes, because he always keeps coming back.
Oh, Darth Vader's just like Kamala Harris, bro.
It's saying LeBron.
What?
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 What did you just say?
That made just as much sense as what you'd said.
Darth Vader is just like Kamala Harris.
You know, that makes no sense. You know how that makes no sense? It's just like, it's exactly like what you're saying.
You
right
should
now,
put that friend. On TikTok.
I should. You know what? That's going to go on merch. You know what? Never mind. It's not. Because that's probably not going to be a good idea.
Yeah, they're just two people that is, like...
Oh, and then we'll get sued by Disney because there's Darth Vader on the shirt.
Yeah, I'm going to name my kid Mario. Nintendo's going to smite me. All right.
I'm going to name my kid Luigi Mansion.
Remember when Super Mario Logan, like the thing was still... He was still afraid of the Nintendo suing him. So instead of naming his video Logan Sees the Mario Movie, he named it Logan Sees the Marvin Movie. Because he can't talk about Mario anymore.
Wow. That really is an SML. I actually got back into SML like a few days ago.
How?
I mean, it's not bad. It's nowhere near as good as it used to be, but...
Yeah, when Jeffy was saying the N-word?
No, when there was no Jeffy.
Oh. You liked it, like when there was no... What did they do before Jeffy?
It was so much funnier. Like, they were so much more creative.
But, like, what did they do?
They made jokes. Like, they made... There's a really good joke. Now it's very...
Like, I never watched SML post Jeffy. What did they do?
It was so much better. They made junior videos.
Okay, so it's SML.
It's SML. Imagine SML. But you have to watch. I can't. It's hard to explain what it was.
Is Luigi like dead or something?
No, he showed back up a while ago, but...
Wait, really?
Like, a few years ago.
Oh.
So did Tony the Tiger. Like, they used to make actual videos that weren't just, Jeffy does a thing.
Jeffy the rapper.
But yeah, that's,
Dude, everyone at my school would quote Jeffy the rapper.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Oh my god, dude, I was so mad. We'll move on to the meme games in 1 second. I was so furious when SML got popular, and that's not why I was mad. I'm fine with SML getting pop. I want them to be successful.
Remember Jeffy plays Fortnite?
But what I was mad about... Yes, I do. What I was mad about was that people...
The gameplay wasn't even Logan's. They had a fan send in their gameplay.
People called it Jeffy.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see Jeffy? Yeah. Did you see the new Jeffy video? You watch Jeffy? That, oh my god, that made me mad.
That's Super Mario Logan.
I watched them before Jeffy.
Hey, not...
Why?
Shut up.
Oh my god, I had a friend...
I can't...
I had a friend that would act like... I'm pretty sure his entire personality is just Jeffy. Like, he watched so much of it.
Dude, I used to do the SMG4, like, thing where, like, Mario would, like, crawl on the floor.
He still acts like that, by the way.
Are you serious?
Like, I'm pretty sure his entire personality changed the second he saw a video with Jeffy.
Wait, you still talk to him?
Yeah.
Who is he?
I'm not gonna dox it. You know, it doesn't matter. Devin. Remember
him? Oh, will you still talk to him?
Yeah, I talk to him from time to time, you know?
Does he still say why?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I think he said that the last time I talked to him.
Jesus.
All right, well, that was fun talking about LeBron James, our glorious king.
We have news.
Do we?
Some pretty big news. Ninja has cancer.
Skin cancer.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Ninja had...
Melanoma.
He still has skin cancer.
I think he'll survive.
I think he'll survive, too, but imagine if Ninja got... Imagine if Ninja got low tape of face. This is like the universe punishing him for trying to push him for fade.
It's a sad thing, but you know, you gotta make the best out of a bad situation, right?
His tweets probably went from like, imagine if Ninja got low. Guys, I have cancer.
That's, yeah. I remember the day before I found out he got cancer, I was talking to myself about how much he fell off and how he's not good anymore. And then the next day, I wake up and he has cancer. Like, oh my god. I remember when Ninja was actually good. Now he's just a cringe loser.
His editing is really good. I watched a Ninja video recently.
It is, but who's watching Ninja, unironically?
I don't know. He like, still, like, talks crap to like, random players. He just calls, like, whoever he kills bad, and then when he dies, he's like, why is this in the game?
Super Mega Man 10.
Complaining about the pump shotgun.
You play Fortnite a lot. What is your opinion on Ninja? What do you think about him?
I don't know.
I never watched
Fortnite YouTubers. You never watched what?
I never watched Fortnite YouTubers.
Yeah, it's pretty...
I never got into what... They all seem the same.
They're all the same. That is that they just do challenges.
Yeah, guys, I'm gonna do... whatever skin I get, whatever skin's rarity I get, I'll use that rarity for the entire game.
And you know why they do challenges? It's because it's just game's a gameplay boring. Loop. It's the same thing over and over again.
I saw myself... Like, I found myself getting into the exact same situations in Fortnite. Like I had been in, like, the same situation, like, three times.
Oh, but Booga's smiling. He's got
the
health advantage on Creo. Folks, it might be time for the shockwave play. Booga goes soaring up.
Up,
uppity. Shots coming in. Oh great. My god. The round one winner.
That guy had shockwaves after he...
of FNCS is Booga. And then Trail whines and complains about it 5 years later. Do we have any news?
You would be too.
I would be. I'd be so mad.
Think about it. If they never added shockwaves to the game, then you would have won.
Do we have any more news?
No. Oh, Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection finally got the update that fixes the game.
Yeah.
Apparently, I haven't downloaded it yet.
You just talked about that. I remembered. Ladies and gentlemen, today we have a sponsor. Today we are sponsored.
What?
Yeah, remember?
Oh my god!
I forgot. Oh my god, we should have done.
Dude, I remember.
I'm sorry, guys. We should have done this in the beginning. Ladies and gentlemen, today we have our first ever sponsorship. Ladies and gentlemen, we are sponsored by Sweepy Games. Sweepy Games, right? Yeah. Sweepy Games. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are sponsored by Sweepy Games to promote their game, Skibbity Toilet Skibbity Boom. Now, this game, imagine Star Wars Battlefront 2 2017 mixed with Skibbity Toilet. That's literally that's the game right there.
Okay.
It's surprisingly okay. Fun.
Should we tell the story of how we even played this?
We asked...
Darren was talking to me about Skibbity Toilet Battlefront, and he shows me, and it's like $10, and I'm like, oh, so we're not gonna get this, right? Like, we're not gonna spend money on this, right? And he's like, no, probably not. So, like, we didn't talk about it for, like, 2 days. And then, like, a few days later, he realizes they have a Discord server. So Rem went in, and I was like, you should ask if we can get the game for free so that we can make a video on it. And Rem asked the game creator, Sweepy Games, if we could play. And we get 3 free Steam codes. And now all 3 of us are proud owners of Skibbity Toilet, Skibbity Boom.
In the game...
I'm not really proud of that. I was forced to get it.
It was awesome.
But it was fun. It is a surprisingly fun game. It's funny, too. Just, you know, seeing...
I have mixed feelings about that game.
Seeing Skibbity
I have mixed feelings.
So do I. I don't really know how to feel. I mean, it's fun. And we do plan on doing a gameplay video on it soon.
Yeah, once the Deep Rock one's finished.
When will that be?
Oh, I don't know.
Someday.
Eventually.
Some sunny day.
So,
dude, look, I don't think you understand how annoying it is cutting back and forth between perspectives for 40 minutes.
So thank you, Sweepy Games, for the for the Steam keys. You guys can go get Skibbity to... Jesus, my voice... And, you guys can go get Skibbity Toilet Skibbity Boom on Steam right now. Just search it up in the search bar. You'll be able to find it. It should be $5.99.
We're probably going to link it.
Yeah, we probably will. So thank you, Sweepy Games, for sponsoring us. And I think that's it.
Yeah, so we'll see you all in the meme games. Goodbye.
Welcome to the Meme Games game.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Meme Games, the part of the show where we play games based on this episode 4 of MTGM. Would you like to go into further depth?
So the Meme Games is a part of the show where we play games based on this episode and past episodes. We have a picker wheel that we call the Meme Wheel with a bunch of games that we can play on it, and whoever has the most points by the end of the season from these games wins the Meme Games.
Yeah, spin that wheel.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pog or Not.
How do we play this one on MTGM?
Funny story, I don't even know what this means. What is Pog or Not?
Spin again?
We played this once, and I don't remember this.
Spin again.
Well, I'll figure it out
spin
one day.
Spin it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Steamed Memes.
How why did we play this stronger MTGM?
In steamed memes, what we must do is we must each come up with a meme-themed dish. Doesn't matter what's on it, what's in it, blah, 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 what drinks come with it. But it has to be meme-themed, and whoever's the most whoever has the best meal wins the meme games.
Yeah, so I have a pixel wheel here that we call the name wheel. It has all of our names on it, and we're going to be spinning it to see who goes first, second, and third. Just get this. All right. Be spinning it. I love on. Morty. Red GM, you'll be going first in today's meme games.
All right.
I'm spinning, spinning again to see who goes second. Mega Man, you'll be going second in today's meme games. Means I will be going last, unfortunately. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Alright, 3, 2, 1. Think of something.
See, this is the first time in a while that you said think of something, and then we've actually had to think of something, and not just, like, transitioned into, like,
yeah.
A turn-based thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You are my sunshine.
Oh my god, you just gave. Okay, hold on, I've got something.
Alright,
but I've got something. Oh, man, I'm thinking still. I'm thinking.
This one's really good.
I think I got something.
I've got the drink.
I got
the
dish.
Yeah, mine is really good.
Hold on, I'm thinking here.
You make me happy. When skies are gray. I'm such a sigma.
Shut up.
I didn't even say anything.
I know, but you did. You said you're such a sigma. Like, stop.
Have you seen the TikTok where it's like, where it was like during the height of the sigma trend, where like the girl's like, trying to do the sigma faces.
Shut up. No.
No, I'll find it.
No, don't.
No, I'll find it.
Hey, what if you didn't do that?
Sigma trend cringe.
Shut up.
Think if I... My alpha males are better than sigma males. Stay tuned.
I'm thinking, I can't come up with like a main dish thing here.
What if...
I've got it.
Oh, no.
Is everyone ready? Is everyone...
What is this? I looked up Sigma edits.
Why did you look up... You know what? We're moving on.
Hold on.
No. I'm not gonna hold on.
That's so Sigma.
Yeah, really. That's great.
I'm gonna like that
That's
video.
Great. That's great.
I'm gonna like that. Ooh, he's in a suit.
Shut up. Oh.
This is so... Oh my... Oh god, he showed a toilet.
Shut up.
Dude, that's like Skibbity.
Oh, for God's sake.
Buy Skibbity Boom on Steam.
Ah. Yes, yeah.
Sorry, just...
Oh, that's so Sigma. Time.
Okay, can you shut up? We have something to do.
Hold on.
No.
Ooh.
Shut up. Stop doing the Patrick Bateman thing. I know what you're doing. You're doing the Patrick Bateman thing. Shut up.
Do you have your
phone? I'm going to send this to you.
Hey. So it's almost like this isn't... Hey, so you're talking to no one right now. I want you to realize this. You're talking to a brick wall.
Hey, Rem, I sent you that so you can watch it later.
Yeah, I'll watch it later.
Okay, anyway, Rem, what's your dish?
Alright, so... to start us off with our main course, we have LeBron's kids
Oh, what?
Yeah, so we're going to be frying those guys up.
Whoa.
So to be like LeBron, of course, you have to get LeBron's powers, and this isn't no Space Jam, so we're not getting them from a basketball. So they don't need to die. They just need to be cooked and then eat them. You know, you don't need to kill them.
Vor?
And I'm going to move past that one. And
can we say that?
You know what? I don't think so. Which is
I think we can. I think that is like just bordering on the line that it's okay.
Kids, don't look that one up. And
we're fine. We're fine. We're fine.
Okay.
The main dish, LeBron's kids.
Oh yeah. We're frying those guys up. So you gotta.
No!
You gotta. I mean, you gotta consume the greatness of LeBron. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, for the drink, you've got LeBron's sweat from his latest game.
Okay.
The sweat right off of his armpits. Put that in the glass.
Oh, nice.
Drinking that.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thanks, Rem.
And that's the meal right there. That it is. How are we feeling?
That like reminds me of like Miitopia food.
That is something that happens.
Where it's like when you kill a banshee, you get his tears in a glass. That was really weird. I didn't like that. I'm gonna say hi mid.
I'm gonna say mid.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna say you better lock your doors.
Hey, you don't know where I live. No, wait. Right. Here is mine.
Wait.
Well, it's B. Whoa. Hold on, BCS.
Yeah.
What do you think you're doing?
So this is my dish. It's called the Sweaty Elvis.
Okay. But more sweat. Awesome.
It consists of wax.
Hey.
And shredded with fake hair.
Oh.
For the sauce, it's fake sweat.
Is this edible?
Rem, I don't...
What
no,
do
you can eat humans. You can eat humans. If you're going to question
mine. Yeah, you can eat wax. You can eat wax. You can eat hair.
Yeah, but is it going to taste better than a human?
Hey.
Just, like, think about it. Would you rather eat wax or a human? I'd rather eat a human. I'm going to commit cannibalism.
If you eat a human, you die.
What?
If you eat a human, you die.
Well, not if you know what you're doing.
No, you die.
No, but what about cannibals, though? They're not dead.
Okay.
Because yeah, think
like
about that
like
one.
Legs. They're eating, like, legs.
Yeah, so then I'll just eat LeBron's kids' legs.
No.
What about
that? No, but Rev, then they can't play basketball.
No, but then I'll be able to play basketball because I've eaten their legs, and then it'll go straight to my legs.
Train yourself. Just do exercises.
No.
Train.
Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna give that one a high mid too. I genuinely do not know what to rate these. So.
I'm gonna go mid on that one.
All right, high mid.
What do you mean? Aw, you gave mine a mid.
Alright, so here's mine. Alright, here's mine. The You Look Lonely meal. It is 1 cup of 99-cent ramen. A beer bottle. And, one of those, you know those, like, little chocolate sculptures of things you can get? A car.
Oh, because I drive, yeah.
No, also drinking and driving.
Oh...
Okay.
And then, I can't say that last part because that's NSFW. And I can't.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's the You Look Lonely meal. With a cup of 99-cent ramen, a beer bottle,
and a chocolate.
Actually, you know what? Not a beer bottle, a six pack. A six pack of beer.
That may raise the score.
And a chocolate car.
And the last, and one more thing, but we can't say it.
Yeah, I can't say that. That's also not a food, so...
I'd say... high mid.
Alright.
I'm gonna go high mid as well. That was
alright.
And that makes BCA the winner.
Yeah, so I win this meme games, finally. I haven't won in a while, I don't think. So, I win the meme games this time. We'll see you all in Criticism Castle. Goodbye. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Criticism Castle, a point show where we take you guys all the way down under in the review section below. RemTGM, what are our reviews for today?
All right, as always, our reviews are A, B, and C.
Let's go with C.
Yeah, C.
Did I read this one?
I don't know.
Did we talk about the... It's titled Suck.
I think we read this one. And is this a short one?
What?
Is this one like super short?
Yeah, it's about me drinking.
I think we read this one.
Rem put that bottle down. That sounds really familiar.
Yeah, no, we read that one.
So P? B?
Yeah, B.
Skibidi?
No.
You're never gonna guess this. We what? Did B.
Okay, let's do A then.
Oh, okay, we didn't do this one. Thank God. So, this review is titled Godzilla Memes and Why. So, it entails one meme you should do, Godzilla. Okay, wow, I'm stupid. Godzilla had a stroke trying to read this and effing died. Also, why do you hate murder drones?
It's a really bad...
It's bad. Speaking of murder drones, the new episode came out today, BCA.
Wait, it did?
Yeah.
The university?
No, like the actual episode of the show.
Actual murder drones?
Yeah.
I think we should go into more of why Murder Drones is a bad show.
Yeah, you should do that. The main
character could have died multiple times in the first episode, and they just don't do it. Yeah. Oh, and just start killing randoms because for funny.
Yeah, it's a poorly written show. Animation's good for a YouTube show.
Yeah. Yeah, the animation is really good.
Yeah.
But
it's just not good.
It's murder drones. I like the concept of it. Like, that's cool. But like the
it's like has been not even... it's not it's like Hasbin Hotel. If the writing was better than the
Actually, yeah. Hold on, wait.
You're a good show. It's not well written.
Is the story even interesting though?
Not really.
No, I think everything needs to be changed.
It's her trying to find her mom. The story
bite me.
Oh yeah, the story changed from being scared of the murder drones to finding Uzi's mom, I guess.
I'm going to be honest with you. I completely forgot that's what they're doing.
Wait, it's like Hasbin Hotel where Charlie doesn't know her mom.
That's like real life where
Wait, and both the dads are like super caring and like want to like love their kid a lot.
Oh my god, it's the same show.
Alright.
Also.
Uzi, like, has, like, demon wings. Oh my god.
Oh my god, it's literally the show. It's the same thing.
Now we need a gay spider.
also, thanks for doing a Squidward meme and calling out my name. I think that was back in For the Fans, right? Because we did Handsome Squidward.
Yeah. For the Fans!
Yeah, For the Fans, that's a reference. I try to make memes, but not funny ones, just relatable ones. Also, Pingus.
Yeah, I agree. Watch Adventure. I was doing like this whole thing for like 3 nights where I was just watching Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog.
It's such a good cartoon.
Yeah, it's a good kid show.
Yeah. Like, I'm glad I grew up watching that instead of the stuff that some kids are... Yeah, exactly. I'm glad I grew up watching that. And they taught life lessons in Sonic Says.
Steam.
Yeah, buy Skibidi Boom on Steam. Make sure to do that.
Yeah, we're gonna be linking that.
We will be.
Alright, so...
Underwater Jaguar 855, that's who left the review.
5-star?
It is a 5-star review.
Thank you so much, Underwater Jaguar, for the 5-star review. If you want to be in Criticism Cast the next time, be sure to leave a review. 5-star or not, doesn't matter, we just want to hear criticism, like name implies. Anyway, I've been BCA.
I've been Super Mega Man 10.
And I'm RemTGM.
And thank you all for listening to another episode of Meme Threat Liaisons. We'll see you all later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
My sunshine. My only sunshine.